Okay, you want to try self-compassion? Just on cue, why not? Why not try something, all right? Anytime we do a practice, we're doing a little experiment in the mind-brain system. You know, you try to get something going and then you see what happens. We'll see what happens to it. So, and as I said before, this is an internal practice. Take good care of yourself. This is not psychotherapy. And if there's anything uncomfortable or you want to just think about something else, feel very free to do that. Or if you want to adapt my suggestions to your own purposes, feel very free to do that as well. Okay, so let's begin. Eyes open or closed. Just coming into a sense of presence with yourself. Yeah? I'll mute it. Thank you for the suggestion. So coming into a sense of presence with yourself. And then beginning to think about one or more beings who care about you. The relationship need not be perfect. It could be people in your life today or from your past. It could be humans or animals or spiritual beings. The relationship, as I said, doesn't have to be perfect, but in some way, there's some aspect of feeling cared about. It could be simply a matter of being included in a group, belonging. Or the being cared about could be a matter of being seen or understood. Or it could be a matter of being appreciated, respected. Or a matter of feeling liked, being liked. Or a matter, of course, of being cherished or loved. Any aspect of being cared about is fine. And I'll be quiet here for a few moments as you explore the territory of being cared about while encouraging feelings of being cared about to arise in yourself. In other words, out of kindness for yourself and understanding of how your mind works, you're deliberately encouraging, or opening to, cultivating a growing experience of feeling cared about. If your mind wanders, that's fine, just bring it back. If other feelings arise, like not being cared about, you can just note them or be mindful of them, and then bring your attention back to encouraging a growing sense in your body of feeling cared about. Meditative terms, this is a mini absorption practice in which you are opening into and giving yourself over to a growing feeling of being cared about. Okay, and then in the second step, letting the sense of being cared about move to the back of the mind, whatever is present is fine, And shifting now to feeling caring yourself, especially feeling compassionate. Bringing to mind one or more beings that you feel compassion for. Perhaps a child in your life, perhaps an animal, a pet, perhaps a friend, someone who you know is burdened, is suffering, has stress, perhaps an illness, pain, loss, financial difficulty, whatever. And as you think of this being, open increasingly to the wish that they not suffer, typically combined with feelings of tender, warm-hearted concern. You can strengthen this experience of compassion with soft thoughts like, may you not suffer, or perhaps something more specific like, may your chemotherapy go well. So I'll be quiet here for a minute or so as you explore the cultivation of an experience of compassion that feels increasingly rich and in the body. Know what compassion is like as an experience. It's an attitude. It's a feeling in the body. And then, in the third step, take that feeling or stance of compassion and apply it to yourself. Being aware of the burdens on you, stresses, worries, perhaps concerns about others. Just a knowing of your own suffering. Your own strength, the pressures on you. And mainly keep rippling out the wish toward yourself that you not suffer and instead be deeply happy. You might imagine yourself in front of you, as if you are sending compassion to someone outside yourself. Or you can simply be aware of the places inside you that are hurting. Keep regenerating feelings of compassion for yourself as if they are rippling out in waves toward you, perhaps rising up from a kind of spring inside yourself, a wellspring inside yourself of compassion. You might strengthen the experience with soft thoughts in the back of the mind, like, may I not suffer? Or you could use your name. If I were to do it, I could say in my mind, Rick, may you not suffer? Or you can be more specific, like, may I not worry so much about the children? Or may this pain pass? Or may my own chemotherapy go well? So I'll be quiet for a minute or so as you explore the experience of self-compassion. Okay, come on back. It's okay to keep feeling compassionate, just in case. I turned down the volume on the microphone a little bit, so because there's a high-pitched sound. Hopefully you can still hear me in the back, though. You know, sometimes people think they need to be a better person to deserve compassion, but all beings deserve compassion, right? Human and otherwise. Leonard Cohen, a long-term Buddhist, writes here, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything." That's how the light gets in. We're all cracked, right? We all need compassion and self-compassion. So how was that for you, that little practice? Any question or comment about it? And